Well, hey, Power Agents, this is Daryl Davis. I should know my name. This is Daryl Davis, and welcome to the our Power Hour recording. We've got a really special guest this month. This is I've got Mike Lafito on the line. Mike, say hello.
Hello.
And Mike, we are. I've got Mike on the telephone. I grabbed him between listing appointments and actually going to speak somewhere else too. Let me just give you guys a background real quick. Mike Lafito has been in real estate for 15 years. He is in the Chicagoland area, one of the top agents in the marketplace. He's also a good friend of mine, and he's just doing some incredible stuff, and I'm so excited we're able to get him. So, Mike, why don't we start with, just so people get to know, like, if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that, website, all that contact information.
Sure. The best place to probably get in touch with me would be via email, and they can email me at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at marketingluxurygroup.com, Michael at marketingluxurygroup.com. And for additional information on some of the services and resources that we offer, they can, including the luxury certification, they could go to Marketing Luxury Expert, singular, marketingluxuryexpert.com. That has some additional information on who I am and some of the services we offer.
Awesome. And by the way, gang, I just want to highlight before we get into the actual content of this call, you know, Michael, his niche market is the luxury market, and he's doing some phenomenal, incredible stuff with that. I've seen Michael grow over the years, and, you know, he carries about 30 listings at any one given time, which is a tremendous amount of listings regardless of what price range you're in. And but he's actually created a luxury certificate that I'm just hearing incredible, awesome things about it. So also at that website he just gave you, marketingluxuryexpert.com, check that out. And because I believe, you know, here's one of the I'm going to teach something real quick, Mike, if I can, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. Is, you know, one of the things, I used to be a GRI, and, I had a designation, but when I went on a listing appointment, I would present it this way. You know, if you had a choice between hiring an accountant, a regular accountant, or a CPA, and it didn't cost you any different, which would you hire? And the homeowner would, of course, always say, well, the CPA. And then I would say, well, the GRI is the CPA of realtors, you know. So having a designation, especially one that Mike's got, is a great, great listing tool to have. So, all right, so, Mike, let's get into this. So I'm just going to rattle off a bunch of questions and just let it rip, okay? So right now, so are you a listing agent or a selling agent? How would you consider yourself?
Sure. Well, first off, I would call myself a marketing agent. I believe,
okay.
So there's a difference,
that's great.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think a listing agent is more passive. They list it and they wait for other people to sell it. But by your definition, a listing agent. But I call myself a marketing agent. So I, as
love
you mentioned,
it.
Carry anywhere from 30 to 40 listings at any given time. So people on my team, I have a small team of three agents, and they work with buyers or renters, but I focus on listings, if you will, or marketing properties.
Now, that's a powerful distinction that you just said, and I know, not calling yourself a listing agent, but a marketing agent, but I love how you just distinguish that, which is a listing agent is passive, whereas a marketing agent is aggressively out there taking a client's house, promoting it, marketing it to bring as many buyers through. I love that. That was really great. So you have a team of three people. How did you come about those three people? How did you bring them on board?
Sure. So that it kind of grew into itself. So I was at a place in my business where I wasn't really enjoying working with buyers because, quite frankly, buyers are liars. They take more time. And so it was a limiting belief where I'm like, well, if I bring someone on and I'm giving away a big piece of my commission, I'm actually going to be losing money. That was something that I thought for a while. And then when I realized I would free up a lot of my time and my mindset and I'd have more time, energy, and effort and enthusiasm to work with sellers, it actually paid for itself. And so probably about 3.5-4 years ago, I started bringing on some other agents to my team.
Okay. And do they have specific, tasks that you give them, or does, because there's two ways that people can have a team. One is everybody does something. They do everything, like an agent on a team may work with buyers and work with renters and work with listings, and it falls under the umbrella of the lead team member, which would be you. And in some cases, it's more driven, all right, this person's going to deal just with buyers, this person's going to deal with administration stuff. So how do you have it structured?
Yeah, and I think that's great, by the way, if you give people different roles and responsibilities to better the team, to build the brand, which in return helps get them more leads, which is really what they care about is the bottom line. And So, again, I think you need to know what personality types are for different buyer's agents. People have their strengths and their weaknesses and what they're excited about. So if you have a, there's some people on a buyer's agents that you know they're not going to last. They want the limelight. They want, they don't want to share the commissions. They want everything in their name. And those probably are temporary fixes. But the best, most reliable and I would say most loyal buyer's agents, are a little bit more, in the DISC personality, I would say, more S's. They want to be part of something bigger, and they know what their role is. So for my buyer's agents, each of them has roles, and that's to generate their own book of business, but also to convert prospective clients or current clients that I hand over to them to take care of them and to do what we say we're going to do. So that's going to be really important. So the other aspect, a big role they have is open houses. So open houses aren't that big in Chicago. Chicago is definitely a buyer's market. It has been for probably 12 to 15 years. And so, in some of these marketplaces that are seller's market, and you could get 30 to 50 to 100 people at an open house and have multiple bids, Darrell, we haven't seen that, since I've been in real estate. So,
okay.
So buyers, my buyer's agents do some open houses to help not only market the properties we're selling, but also to build their book of business and potentially work with some unrepresented buyers that come through this open house.
Mm-hmm. Now, and plus, let me ask you this. I mean, you've got 30, 40 listings, and your focus is the luxury market. I'm assuming you probably take lower-end properties too, but is there an average that you have, like if you took all the listings, and what your average dollar volume on the listing number would be?
Sure. So I think right now I have 21 or 22 listings over $1 million. I think my average list price is over $1 million out of the 30, but that's a little deceiving because I have an 11 and a $12 million in there. But if you take those out, I would say, anywhere from 700 to a million is usually over the last 2 years kind of where the averages fall.
Okay. Now, you've been doing some really, creative things that I've been noticing on Facebook. And by the way, gang, if you want to check out Mike on Facebook or look for him there. So it's is it Mike or Michael on Facebook?
Sure, yeah, no problem. Yeah, on Facebook it's Michael, and then again my last name spelled out is LA, F as in Frank, I, D as in David, O, Michael Lofito.
Yeah, so you guys want to check it out because you've been using Facebook somewhat that I've noticed, and plus you've been doing stuff that I've seen with video, and the things you've been doing really caught my eye. You always had that monster truck. I remember one time when I was in Chicago.
The 4th of July.
Oh, my God. You pulled up. Where were we? We were going. We were at a hotel. I was at the hotel. You came for us to have dinner or something, and you pulled up in this big. I've never seen a truck this. I don't want to curse. It's so big. And then you had this crazy horn. Which I think it gave the
like a
hotel
train horn. It was like a train horn.
Yes, it was like crazy, and and you wrap it. I think I don't know if you have pictures of that anywhere because this is going back years ago. But anyway, that was so. Why don't you let's just spitfire out some of the marketing stuff that you're doing with video, with social media, any of that stuff, and I'll let you rip. Go.
Sure. So a couple of things. So with that, my philosophy is when someone's having the discussion in their head about thinking of buying or selling real estate, it's the real estate agent's fault if that prospective client, maybe a neighbor, someone you work out with, someone that's on your kid's ball team, it's your fault as an agent if they don't know you're in the industry. Now, let's face it, good friends, you know, people that you work with, that your spouse works with, or people that you work out with, or people in your church, they still might not go with you or interview you if they need to sell or buy a home. But it's I believe, my job that they know what I do for a living. And, you know, I've had people come up to me, I can't tell you how many times, man, I see your marketing all over the place. Well, you know, that's what you want. You want to be top of mind awareness when people are thinking of buying or selling real estate. And so, you know, for example, you wanted some examples. So I have a 12-foot U-Haul truck, and I have it wrapped with my brand on there, and I let nonprofits use it and past clients, and I have a local realtor that borrows it, and she pays me to borrow it. And I'm like, heck, you're driving my billboard around, and you're paying me? Yeah, for sure.
No, that is really just so stupid. Okay.
I know. So
I hope they're not going to listen to this recording.
Oh, she laughs. She knows. I'll tell it to her. She laughs about it. So,
all right, so you've got this U-Haul that's wrapped, and this is really great. I want people to hear this. So you've got that, and you lend it out to charities, to organizations. That's just that by itself is brilliant. Now, how did you get this U-Haul? Did you buy this thing, or are you renting it, or what?
Yeah, so there's a company out there called On the Move, and they do this. They do it in long-term leases. So you lease it for, I don't know what it is, about $1,000 a month or something. But I did the math. I'm like, well, why should I lease? I might as well buy it. So I bought a truck, and then I had it wrapped, and I had a colleague of mine, because, again, I do luxury. A colleague of mine says, oh, that's stupid. It won't work. People, this kind of money, won't use it. And it was such a small negative way of looking at things. And I wasn't doing it so that a multimillion-dollar guy would borrow a truck, because, no, it was about brand. It was about building your brand. And I had this rolling billboard, and like, it's a way to differentiate your marketing, at least stand out a little bit, because in most marketplaces, there's not too many agents that have these. And so that was the thought process behind it. And, you know, I can assure you that, you know, I park it. I rent an office space that's on a busy road, and part of my lease was that I get the primary parking spot, basically a reserve spot. And I would very rarely, let's face it, probably 25 out of 30 days out of month, the truck doesn't move, where this would be basically a billboard.
Wow.
Thousands of cars driving by it every day.
Wow. You know, I'm going to have to keep interrupting you every time you share one of these things, because it gets me excited. It's such a brilliant idea. I mean, so agents, I've seen in all my travels, you know, sometimes a top producer will rent a billboard on a major highway, whatever. Well, you're not having to – this is like free advertisement. Now, of course, you're paying for the lease and you're paying for the gas. But, hell, I mean, I could only assume, Mike, that even if you took the kids out and the wife out, you know, let's hop in – if it's sitting there, you might even take the truck every so often, right, just so it's driving around town for people to see it. Now, let me ask you something. Before you jump to the other stuff, I want to ask you this question, because some people listening to this might say, well, you know, where the hell am I going to afford that kind of money to buy a truck and get it wrapped? And by the way, if you know of a company that does the wrapping, that would be good too. So how did you do that? Like, did you have no money when you did this, or did you build your business financially to a point where you started making small, you know, not small, but big investments one at a time? How'd you do it?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, Daryl, you know I do some training and some consulting at the national level, and when I speak on stages, I always tell real estate agents, you need to know the answer to these two questions, and the first is, what is a sale worth to you? So, for those on the call, like, what's your average sale price of a home that you sell last year or over the last 12 months? So, let's, for simple math, let's keep it simple, and let's just say $1 million. So someone on this call, a power agent's average sale price is $1 million. Well, that's, let's just say the average commission payout is 3%. So that's $30,000 in gross commissions, and let's just say for simple math that they're on a 67% split. So that's 20 grand. So what is a sale worth to you? So an agent on this call, if they averaged, you know, a gross commission check of 20 grand over the last year, so a sale is worth 20 grand to you. And that's the first question. So what is a sale worth to you? And the second question is, what will you cheerfully pay to get a new client? So for me, cheerfully is the key there, Daryl, right? So what don't you mind paying to get a new client? And so for me, I bought a used truck. It was about 20 grand, and the wrap was about 25 grand. So for me, my thought process is, heck, if I could sell break even, right? One sale is break even, two sales is profit on this truck, and yet you get all the other benefit from the marketing, and when I drive it to the health club, occasionally people are like, oh, hey, you're the realtor, I saw your truck. It's a conversation starter. Now, mind you, I'm out of the DISC personality, I'm an I and a D, and there's some people that are C's, right? They're analytical, left brain. They would be embarrassed. They would never be dead seen in a truck.
Right, right.
And that's okay for those people. And this is what works for me, Daryl, not for everyone.
Okay. All right. So that was a great answer. It does pay for itself. And I guess, you know, here's the thing, too, because you're going to probably share a whole bunch of other different marketing things. And probably by the time we're done with this call, when you add it all up, it's probably going to cost 100 grand. So,
The next one, just to break it up, the next one will be free, Daryl, free, that everyone on this call should do if they want to break into luxury or they want to dominate luxury.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to let you jump right to that. Just to finish that thought, I think, you know, when sometimes agents can get overwhelmed with, well, there's, you know, this I can do and that I can do. I can buy a van, I can buy an and then what should I do first? Well, you know, like you said, just pick one that you would joyfully be happy to do. And then once that investment pays for itself, and then you take the profit from that investment and then purchase the next marketing tool. So, all right, let's hear this thing that's free. Shoot.
Yeah, so the first thing, the main thing that's free is what I like to call my baker's dozen. So if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, I don't even know if they offer a baker's dozen anymore, but that's 13. So I recommend people on this call, if it's a specific farming, a specific area that they want to get into or they want to dominate, or in this case, a specific price point or high net worth individual. So how do you get in front of people of wealth, right? So again, I have people all the time saying, Mike, I saw your course, it's great, it's awesome marketing, but lead gen, how do I get more luxury listings? And it's a very fair question. So without spending money, and so one way for your callers to do that would be what I would call is to create a networking group. Figure out 13 that Baker's Dozen, figure out 13 business owners in your area, or they might not even be in your area, but like for me, I'm in Chicagoland, but I'm in the Western Burbs, and I have some people in my networking meeting that, geographically speaking, their office isn't near me, but their clientele are throughout Chicagoland. So figure out 13 business owners that cater to the high net worth individuals.
Give me an example of a few of those business owners.
It might be a high-end kitchen remodeler. They don't have to deal with real estate, by the way, although if they do, that's great. So I originally started this group based on luxury home specific. So we'd have a kitchen remodel. We'd have like a granite person. We'd have some that does, you know, high-end window treatments. We'd have a moving company, a loan officer, a title company. And then we expanded the group, as I mentioned. So I have a guy that sells these $500,000 luxury car condos. They're basically luxury car garages where somebody buys this car garage for $200,000 and sinks $300,000 or $400,000 into it. Now it's a big giant man cave. They're not trying to get 15 cars in it. They have four nice cars in there, and they have a bar and a TV, and it's where they invite their buddies to watch NFL games. And so that guy's in my group, high-end cars, because people that have high-end cars and have, you know, Ferraris and Lamborghinis and these kind of things, they typically have $1 million or multiple $1 million properties. So, you know, I have people that are in the financial services. And so people that cater to high net worth individuals, whether it be real estate or non-real estate related. But the best way to get referrals, Daryl, I believe, is give referrals. And so if one of these callers puts together a networking group and they meet monthly and you put the group together and you're kind of the promoter and the secretary and you invite people, oh, by the way, you're the only realtor in the group, and people are going to be thankful to you. It's reciprocity. They're going to be like, this is a great group, Daryl. Man, I appreciate it. And they're going to want to give, you know, it's called the law of reciprocity. Excuse me, the law
right.
of reciprocity is just around Christmas time when you get those return address envelopes in the mail, or March of Dimes sends you a nickel and saying, hey, if you give us $1.38, that will, you know, feed three people. Well, you feel obligated because they gave something of value with those return address stamps for nothing, and so that's called reciprocity. Okay. And
yeah.
The best way to get referrals is give them, and if you mm-hmm. get together, and it's a fun networking event, and so I'll tell you the quick story, 1 minute on how I got this started. I was a part of a chamber, and the chamber came to me and says, we want you to start kind of like a B&I group in the chamber, meet weekly, we'll have someone take attendance and all this stuff. And I'm a little ADD, fun, creative, Daryl, and I'm like, way too much structure. I'm like, wait, I can't commit to weekly, and I don't want to meet at the Chamber of Commerce tiny little office. So we meet once a month, 4 to 6 p.m., from like end of August till end of May. We take June and July off, and we rotate locations from one of the people in the group. So I just hosted an event at my $11 million listing. We've had events at showrooms. I have a guy that does high-end home security and home audio and home theaters. We've had events at his place. And so we rotate locations, which, you know, people with ADD love that. So you're switching things up. It's once a month. And that's one way your listeners can break into the luxury network, is put together a group of 13 business owners that cater to high net worth individuals, host a monthly event, and before you know it, you'll start getting referrals of luxury people.
You know, and well, you made me think of something that was really interesting. There is a group called the leading real estate companies of the world, and some of these brokers, what they do is, you know, they get together and they, I forget what it's called, but they'll host, you know, it's basically a mastermind, like you said, where a lot of the presidents or owners of these companies will fly to meet and have a, you know, a mastermind group meeting, but they rotate it so each different company hosts that event. And which is a great idea, because that will help in your recruiting of the members. So if you want to get a high-end business, you know, like the garage guy, and part of the pitch is, you know, we're bringing together all different industries and different businesses that cater to wealthy people, and we're going to meet once a month, and we're going to rotate. So, you know, you'd be sponsoring one of the meetings. And that way, the rest of the people in the group will get to know more about your business, so they can refer business to you. So, yeah, I think that's an awesome free idea. I love it. Let's go on to another one. What else are you doing on this marketing end that's really been working for you?
Yeah. So, again, one thing that's been really working for me as well is especially for the high net worth individuals. So for your callers that are already catering, they have a great footprint in the luxury market. They have a portfolio. It's easier to attract this kind of business because real estate, like second grade there. Remember second grade and we had show and tell?
Yes.
Real estate is a show and tell industry, and social proof is Facebook, or they go to your website. How many listings do you have? You know, if you're trying to position yourself as a luxury agent, you know, million-dollar agent, if you will, and they look at your what you've sold on Zillow or what your portfolio is on your website, and you got a bunch of $100,000 shacks, the message isn't congruent with what you're looking to do. So you have to build that up. And so, you know, that luxury networking group is a good start. The other thing is you can work open houses for other people in your industry and in your office that have those million-dollar listings. So videos from other people's open houses. So, Daryl, let's just say you average $300,000. You're trying to break in that million-dollar listing price point. Heck, figure out who the Johnny Rockstar is in your office and say, hey, would you mind if I did some open houses at some of your events? Or go to their broker opens. Do a Facebook Live video. Don't mislead. Don't say I'm at my listing, but say, hey, I'm at this amazing house at 123 Elm Street. We're at an open house. Again, this house is amazing. It's got a theater. It's got a pool. It's got blah, blah, blah. Again, you might have to disclose it. You might, again, every state's different. You might say this house is being marketed by Koenig & Stray or, you know, Christie's or whoever it might be. So check with your broker what you can and can't do. But my point is you're leveraging other people's listings. Don't claim it to be yours, but just by you being there or taking a picture outside of it or a video outside of it, you need to get the listing agent's approval if you do anything inside the house. But this is just one example.
Yeah, that's great. I could see it being totally okay with you know, doing a video that says, hi, this is Daryl Davis. I'm doing an open house here at 10:30, blah, blah, blah. So I'm doing this open house. I'm not saying it's my listing, but you are doing it. So, yeah, and of course it creates a perception. I love that idea totally, totally. And then once you get that video, you know, you archive it, you save it, and you have a few of these videos. Then you can create a portfolio, so when you do go on that listing appointment that's a million plus, you know, you can tell them this is the kind of marketing that I do. And it creates a perception that you are serving that market. So I love it. Okay. Go on.
I mean, the other thing that somebody can do, too, is so for what I do for my team members is I said, guys, my $12 million listing, my $13 million, I want you to look at it as if it's yours. Now, you can't say, hey, look at, like, so a gentleman on my team, his name is Connor. So Connor can't say, hey, look at my listing, but look at our group's listing. Look at my team's listing.
You know, yeah.
Claim it to be his, but I let him leverage it. So on his Facebook and his social media, when we get a luxury listing, I want him to leverage it. I mean, listen, it's no different from owners of companies. The name of that game is recruiting and retention. Well, for those of you that have small teams or big teams, you want to keep your current agents happy. And so I want them to be successful, and so I let them leverage my listing, and so hopefully they get some business off of it.
Yeah, that's awesome, awesome. All right, keep it coming. What other cool marketing things that you're doing now that you feel is working?
So, you know, the health club I work out at, they have, you know, a little TV that has subscribers, like different advertisers. You know, they only allow one real estate agent. Well, you know, just a subtle ad, you know, have a real estate question with my picture, my contact. I'm building a brand. So there's two types of ROIs. Most people know it as return on investment, right? So you track how much you spent and how much came in. If you're positive, great. If you're negative, you might have to cut that out. Well, there's another type of ROI, and I call that return on impression. So, for example, the health club ad, I won't be able to track that, right? But I know that I'm building my brand, and I know that people know what I do for a living. So if I'm done working out or I'm getting a coffee or I'm sitting around you know, talking about sports or whatever, people have approached me about real estate. It comes back to you want to be top of mind awareness in your little marketplace to start and build there so you have enough income coming in. If you have enough income coming in, then you can expand your territory or expand your marketing budget and get a truck or get some of these things. But, you know, don't mortgage the house on something.
Right, right.
Business.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, that's a great distinction too, that, you know, there's some things that you can directly relate to an ad. Most obvious would be you place an ad on a listing and somebody calls you on that listing. But then there's certain things such as the advertising in the gym that you may not know. And even the same thing with the van, especially with the van, the moving van. You know, it's probably doubtful if somebody can call you up and say, yeah, I saw your van driving around town. But that constant impression is great promotion. Well, the ad that you do in the gym, is what's your call to action with that?
So, you know, I'm a big, you know, Dan Kennedy guy, as you know, so direct response marketing. So, you know, have a compelling enough reason for them to contact you. So in that particular ad, it's on a TV that scrolls. And so I had a pretty compelling my unique selling proposition on there and a call to action. But I've actually gone away from that for that particular platform, Daryl, because it's a TV that rotates with other people and your message is only up there for a split second before it rotates to someone else. So I've kept it really simple, okay? And so
yeah.
Literally my picture, like the headline, buying or selling a home, ? And the subheadline is have a real estate question. And then it's my picture, it's a picture of my book, Marketing Luxury, and my phone number and the website. I've kept it really simple.
Okay.
Smaller platform, and that's a good message for your people. The confused mind doesn't buy. The confused mind, so you got to have a simple call to action. But if you have too much, and I used to err on the too much side, but now I'm trying to go more on the simplicity side,
okay,
on the marketing piece. But if you have too much going on and too many calls to action and too many messages, the confused mind doesn't buy. So if you cater to a community that has a lot of firefighters and teachers and that kind of stuff, a marketing piece to that community should be really simple, talking about how we specialize in helping people in that are teachers or in the unions or that kind of stuff. And then a message that is to a gated community should be something simple, because all they care about, what most people care about, is what's in it for me. What are you going to do to solve my problem? So
mm-hmm.
A marketing message for someone in a gated community might be how you specialize in the high net worth space or the gated communities. Or so you could be a specialist to each of those people, but your message should only be a specialist to that individual group of people, because
mm-hmm.
You know, generalists get paid, specialists get wealthy.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, you got all these little ditties that you've come up with since I spoke to you at length.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I love that. The confused mind. What was that second part?
The confused mind doesn't buy.
Doesn't buy. I love that. That's very good.
Yeah,
and
keep it simple.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. And here's something that important you just said, too, is that, you know, I think a lot of agents, they don't think about the message that, and that's the message they're sending out. In other words, let's say they got a gated community and they're buying pre-printed postcards from a mailing house. You know, because in our industry, there's a lot of companies that you can buy pre-printed postcards specific to real estate. And so they'll buy one of those, and it could be, you know, hey, listen, here's a recipe to cake, too, for example. And they'll mail it to the gated community, and that's not nearly as effective or as powerful as if you actually design something that speaks directly to those people in that community, whatever that might be. So that's a very important, powerful distinction. And the fact that you also, you know, in the gym, okay, listen, I can't really sell anything here. Let me just brand myself, put my face, my name, my face, what I do for a living, my phone number, website, that's it. That's also smart thinking, too. As far as networking stuff, is there anything that you do? You already talked about the networking group, which is great. Is there any other forms of networking that you do that jumps out at you to just put your name out there to promote you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So I've gotten a lot of referral business from others in the industry outside of Chicagoland. So, you know, you mentioned Facebook or, you know, something along this. So if you do some unique marketing and it's first class and it's different and you don't, you know, I'm a big believer that when everyone, you know, goes left, you go right. When everyone shows up with an iPad, I don't show up with an iPad. You know, I used to show up differently on listing appointments. You know, come with a home stager. I used to show up with a home stager on properties where, you know, it was totally different and we brought value and we gave tips. But where I'm going with you on this story is I've gotten referrals from others in the industry, either within the brand or outside of the same firm I'm with, because they know what I'm doing is different and it's unique. And that's really how my certification came about, out of necessity. I mean, let's face it, you know, Chicago's got more millionaires leaving the city than anywhere else in the United States. We actually have the fourth most amount of millionaires in 2015 leave Chicago than any city in the world. Paris, France is first. Rome, Italy was second. Chicago, Illinois was third. And Athens, Greece is fourth. So, Daryl, out of necessity, I specialize in a marketplace where there's tons of inventory and not a lot of demand. Okay, tons of supply, not a lot of demand. Well, we don't get paid to list homes, as you know. We get paid to sell them. So out of necessity, I had to be creative and think outside the box and be aggressive locally and internationally. And that's how I created the Marketing Luxury Expert Certification, was because people were like, you need to be teaching this to other people. And that kind of, you know, comes full circle on why we built that platform.
Yeah, and you know what, and I got to say this too. I mean, one of the things that I've always known about, I mean, when you and I first met, I mean, you've always been a marketing person, you know, and I know you've done some work with Dan Kennedy, who is a marketing guru, and yeah, probably some of the stuff that he taught way back when may not apply now in this fast-paced internet world, like having a lot of copy, for example, But my point is that you've always looked at your business as how can I market it? You know, how can I get the word out? How can I promote it? Which, you know, a lot of agents, I don't think they see themselves as marketing their business. They look at themselves simply as salespeople. And so when you bring that way of thinking to what you do, you're going to look at your business different. You're going to run it more like a business. I mean, Mike, every time I saw you when I would come to Chicago, I remember you would be sitting down there showing me, you know, all right, let me show you this really cool thing, this new brochure. There was something, I think you had like a video brochure or something. I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was on an iPad. Do you still have that?
Yeah, I have this video book that basically, you know, again, this is a show-and-tell industry, and one of the things that I do that's totally different than my competition is I do these lifestyle videos where we bring in actors and actresses. I've shot video from helicopters, trains, boats, and we put together these amazing videos. And so, you know, yeah, I can come up with my laptop or my iPad, but I show up with these video books that are packaged a little bit differently. Nobody's seen these. My competition doesn't have them. And so, you know, I'm a big believer in just doing just that, right? It is showing up differently than your competition.
And I think what everybody should do is, you know, look at marketing books to get similar ideas like this. There's guerrilla marketing, one of my favorite, Marketing Warfare, two really awesome books that helps you start to look at your business from a marketing PR promotional type person and get you out of the box called real estate salesperson. So very cool. Now this go ahead.
So like down in Dallas, as you know, I launched my certification, my course down in Dallas, and the feedback I got for people is that it was great. It was great content. You're practicing what you preach. But hey, although it applies to luxury, it also applies to the different price point, the lower price point. So, you know, that's when we put together our course. You know, there's the foundational principles of marketing. That's one of my modules. PR is a big part of it as well. You know, marketing, most of the time you got to spend money on marketing, but PR is free, right? So, you know, I have people from the Chicago Tribune and different platforms approaching me because they see I'm doing things differently, and that's much more valuable than paid marketing is free PR. So I've devoted one module out of my 15 modules just to PR.
Now, the marketing certification, luxury expert certification, is that a live program, and how long is it?
Sure. So right now we are turning that content into CE, into elective CE. We've identified 6 states, but no, right now it's an online platform only.
Okay.
So if they go to marketingluxuryexpert.com, you know, they can, at the top, there's an order tab. They can click on the order tab, and they fill out information. And then, by the way, no one in Illinois, I don't make this available to anyone in my state. I'm not training my competition. But
smart.
People have access to this. And so they can, they'll have a username and password, and they'll have access for one full year. And the modules are video platforms, and then there's also additional resources below it. So they can download materials, PDF, they can see some examples. I'm a visual person, so there's a lot of examples in each of the modules. The average module is anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes long.
Okay.
The longest one is an hour long. That's a listing appointment module, module 5, because that's
okay.
Probably one of the most requested is listing appointment secrets revealed. But that's kind of how we built it. And one thing that it also comes with is 2 free coaching sessions, and none of the other certifications, luxury or not, that I know of, come with what I offer, and that's the 2 free coaching sessions. I've had people say, heck, I'm signing up just for that. So
yeah.
One of them was with one of my coaches, so we'll figure out where you are in your business, what your strengths are, your weaknesses are, and it'll be, you know, basically an hour call. And then the other call for right now, Daryl, is with me. And I tell people, use that call. Really, you can use it for whatever you want. But I would recommend that people use that call for one of 2 reasons. They have that trophy listing. It's sitting on the market.
Yeah.
And the homeowner's on them about doing something different. They're threatening to fire them or not to renew their listing with them. So use that with me so I can help you position the home differently, more effectively, get that listing agreement extension. Or the other call I'd recommend you use it with me is if you are outside of your league. I had a guy in Nashville, Tennessee, had never sold a $1 million property. He was going on an $18 million listing appointment. This property was featured on ABC's hit series Nashville.
Wow.
National limelight. It was $18 million. He was above his head. I came referred to him. So in that case, he hired me. I actually went out there, prepared him for the appointment, went on the appointment with him the next day. I did about 80% of the presentation, and she still hasn't hired anyone yet, so we're hoping that she hires him. But that's the other reason I would call is, hey, if you have that trophy listing appointment, you don't know where to begin, you don't know how to differentiate yourself from the competition, this certification is like a third-party validation that can differentiate yourself from the competition.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what's the website again? It's marketing,
luxuryexpert.com.
Okay.
Marketingluxuryexpert.com.
All right, do me a favor now. That 1-hour module on the listing appointment, the secrets of a listing appointment, can you share one that people could appreciate?
Can I share one what?
One secret. That you cover
so
in that
kinda,
1 hour. Yeah.
So I've kind of done it a little bit, but I guess the biggest secret I'd have is, as I call it, my social media scrub.
Okay.
And what that is, let's just say, Daryl, you're the homeowner. Actually, I had an appointment today. I mean, this is why people you know, I'm not this has-been that, you know, I'm practicing it. So I had a $1.3 million listing appointment today in a community where there's probably been one sale above $1 million in the last year. So it's a difficult marketplace. So, you know, the social media scrub. So this gentleman, you know, Mike, I won't say his last name, but Mike, I did my research on this gentleman, and he owns a cool company that has to do with – he's got a company you'll get that he's partnered up with – you'll know some of these names, Daryl – with Carlton Sheets, Rich Dad Poor Dad, Jack Canfield. And so this guy, he did his research on me, but my social media scrub is you do your research on who you're meeting with, and you also do your research on the connections they share that are similar or what their likes and their interests are. So you know from the building rapport standpoint, because, again, when you go on a listing appointment, I'm a D, I'm a driver. I want to go to the bottom line and share with them what makes me different and why they should hire me. But, Daryl, it's very difficult for me to do because I want to get right into things, but I've learned the hard way that nobody cares about how much I know until they know I care. So that's a writer downer. Nobody cares how much you know until they know you care. So the rapport building on the listing appointment is vital. You could be an inferior agent, inferior marketer. You could be, excuse my language, crappy at what you do. But if you build some great rapport and they like you, you have a better likelihood of them hiring you than Johnny Rockstar who comes in that's arrogant, that builds no rapport.
Awesome. That's awesome. And by the way, just to give up, credit where credit is due. People don't know what you, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. Is a famous Floyd Wickman, one of our best speakers in the real estate industry. His quote. I love that quote, and I'm glad you quoted it. And that idea of you researching who the client is, what you know. Now, how do you do it? I guess you go on social media, you check Facebook, you check LinkedIn, and you Google, and you just see anything that might pop up about it. Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. I mean, obviously, if you're going on a $100,000 shack, you may not need to do that. But right. If you're going to a property where it's a wealthy property, you got to assume the owner, they got some social media stuff going on out there. That is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant idea. Boy, I think that was worth a call right here, just that one idea.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, heck, people are going to Google you, right? So, Daryl, before they meet with you, they're going to look you up. They're going to Google you. So that, by the way, is another reason where your message has to match your market. So, in other words, branding yourself as a luxury agent, and they go on Facebook and they see you at the Guns N' Roses concert smoking a joint, or you know, your real estate website and your LinkedIn.
Please stop giving away my bad stuff now, Mike.
Okay? Hey, that wasn't you, Daryl.
Yeah.
By the way, I did go to Guns N' Roses this year. I didn't smoke a joint, but I went to Guns N' Roses.
That was my other brother, Daryl. All right, very.
That's your other brother.
So, all right, I love it. Well, listen, we're out of time. I wish we can keep going here, but this is why people should definitely check out through your website, you know, marketingluxuryexpert.com, see what's there.
You can email me, michael@marketingluxurygroup. That's the other website for some of the other services we offer, by the way, is just marketingluxurygroup.com. So my email, michael@marketingluxurygroup.com.
Awesome. Very great. And, of course, don't forget looking Michael up on Facebook and following him and watch some of what he's doing. One of the best ways to learn from other people is actually just look at what they're doing. So, all right, Michael, I know you're really busy. I really appreciate you spending the time with us. And, you know, I'm going to sign off for everybody right now. I'm going to call you right back just when we end this call. Again, Power Agents, thanks for calling in. And or listening to this interview with Mike. I think that we were very honored to have him, and make sure you check him out some more. And don't get overwhelmed, like he said. Confused mind doesn't take action. So make sure you just pick one idea from this and run with it. And even if you're not looking to do the million plus or the luxury property, just pick one thing, apply it to the market that you're doing now, and that's all you need to do. All right. Thank you, gang. I look forward to talking to you soon. And until then, don't forget to keep smiling.